For the past 170 years, on summer evenings in the capital of Denmark, people have flocked to a place called Tivoli Gardens. It's an amusement park, but not the sort you may be accustomed to here in the U.S. For our series Summer Nights, where we explore places that come to life as the sun goes down, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley takes us to Denmark.
Maybe it's because there are so few of them, but there is something special about a Scandinavian summer night, and there is no better place to spend one than at Copenhagen's Tivoli Gardens Amusement Park. Long before there was Disney, there was Tivoli. Founded in 1843 and inspired by the romantic pleasure gardens in Europe of the day, Denmark's King Christian VIII agreed to grant the charter to the park's founder, George Carstensen, after Carstensen pointed out that when the people are amusing themselves, they do not think about politics. Certainly, politics seems to be the farthest thing from anyone's mind here tonight.
For the Danish people, I would think it is our national garden. Yes, it's a symbol of Copenhagen. It's a wonderful amusement park, a wonderful place to come.
Tom Holtzubro is stretched out on the grass enjoying the classic pantomime ballet held in one of the park's open-air historic theaters. Tivoli's pantomime is inspired by Italian Commedia dell'arte and the farces of Molière. Many say pantomime in its true form survives only at Tivoli. Until the 1850s, Tivoli remained outside the city. Today, it sits snug in the center as Copenhagen has grown around it. That's what makes Tivoli unique, says Morten Svendt.
Tivoli Gardens is this special garden in the middle of the city, a fairy tale land. This was the greatest place on earth for me when I was a child.
Danes form a lifelong relationship with Tivoli, and Svendt is back tonight for a concert and another special occasion.
Tonight I'm here because it's my birthday.
How old are you today?
I'm 23.
How do you say happy birthday in Danish?
Tillykke med fødselsdagen.
Okay, tillykke med fødselsdagen.
Yeah, tak.
Tivoli isn't just about concerts and pantomimes. There are dozens of restaurants, games, and rides. One of the world's most famous wooden roller coasters, Biao Uchibane, or the Mountain Coaster, is a big hit. Built in 1914, it is still in operation and is considered a classic by roller coaster enthusiasts around the world. The 20-acre park can't get any larger, so it grows up. Coaster loops now take riders above the trees, and swings give visitors a bird's-eye view of Copenhagen's church spires and clock towers. In 2009, Tivoli became the first amusement park to operate entirely on wind-generated power. Tivoli's founder was famous for saying that the park will never be finished. Torben Plank from Tivoli's communications office says Tivoli renews itself while keeping its soul.
Each year we are asking ourselves, what can we do different from the last year? Tradition and new thinking going hand in hand. That's very important for Tivoli Garden.
Hans Christian Andersen was a frequent visitor to Tivoli. His fairy tale, The Nightingale, was said to be inspired by the Oriental gardens and decor here. Walt Disney was so enthralled during a visit, he said he wanted his parks to emulate Tivoli's happy, unbuttoned atmosphere of fun. Tivoli is part Disney, part small-town fair. For Copenhagen native John Severin, Tivoli is romance.
The first time I met my wife, we were up in the balloon, you know. When you find the girl you love very much, you take her into Tivoli, because that go into our hearts.
Perhaps that's why this park, in the heart of Copenhagen, has seduced summer night visitors for nearly two centuries. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.